You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K-Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM on HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon. Our phone here is 832-704-9273. And it's a time for Quest of Hinduism, which is an interaction between you and us. Today's topic is Mahashivratri. I'm going to play a song first on the Mahashivratri, and then we'll go into the questions and answers. You can call us at 832-704-9273 for your comments.
Thank you. today's topic was chosen to be Shivaratri Shiva. Shiva, the auspicious one, also known as Mahadeva. He is also known as Neelakanta, Parameshwara, Trimurti, Parabrahman. And his abode is in Mount Kailasha. The mantra is Om Namah Shivaya. And there is also the Mahamrityunjaya mantra, which is Triambakam Yajamahe Sugandhim Pushtivardhanam Urvarkamiva Bandhanat Mrityor Mokshiya Mamrithat. Giving, requesting Lord Shiva for moksha. And his weapon is Trishula. His consort is Parvati. His children are Kartikeya and Ganesha. He rides the bull or the Nandi. And Shiva itself means giver of boons or the auspicious one. He is the supreme god within Shaivism, one of the three most influential denominations in contemporary Hinduism. He is one of the five primary gods of the Smartha tradition, destroyer, the transformer among the Trimurti, the Hindu trinity, the prime aspects of the divine. In the highest level, Shiva is regarded as limitless, transcendent, unchanging and formless. Shiva may also be benevolent and fearsome forms. In benevolent aspects, he is depicted as omniscient yogi who lives as an ascetic in life in Mount Kailash, as well as householder with Parvati with his two children, Ganesha and Kartikeya. In fierce aspects, he is often depicted as slaying demons. Shiva is also regarded as a patron of yoga, god of yoga and the arts. The canonical attributes to Shiva has a third eye on his forehead, snake Vasuki around his neck, crescent moon adoring the holy river Ganga flowing from his matted hair, the Trishula as his weapon and Damaru as his instrument. Shiva is worshipped as the ankyononic form of the lingam. And Kantibai, would you like to add more about Lord Shiva?
The celebration on Shivaratri, there are three legends about that, you know, three popular beliefs. One is it was the appearance of Shivalingam, that's the Shivaratri. The other one is when the Shiva did the Trandavanutya, it's the Shivaratri celebrated. And the third one is the marriage of Shiva and Parvati.
What about the Samudra Manthan?
That was the Neelakanta, but the
Samudra Manthan is when Shiva took the poison.
Poison.
Halahal,
yes.
That came out of the Samudra Manthan, and Shiva was volunteer himself to take that, otherwise it will destroy the whole world.
Attribute of Shiva. It was more like, you know, what are the different things that Shiva has accomplished, and that was one of them, which is different things do represent the Shivaratri itself, and to talk about his form, his third eye, the crescent moon, each of his attributes that he has got has different anecdotes and stories to be told about.
So you follow the whichever suits you and gives you pleasure and devotion to Shiva.
When we were young, we used to stay all night during Shivaratri day.
Yeah, both Shivaratri and the one also in Vaishnava tradition.
Janmashtami
also, they do prayer at midnight, and more than Vaikuntha Ekadashi, mm-hmm. is a time when people stay through the night and they say we could go to the abode of Lord Vishnu, moksha.
According to Ramana Maharshi, Shiva first appeared as a light and then became a lingam.
So I know the on the Janmashtami, the Krishna was born at midnight. So what is the significance for Shivaratri to stay up all night?
The main anecdote is said that there was a...
I think in the Meenakshi temple they celebrate, they do puja at midnight, I think.
It's the doing the devotion to Lord Shiva, basically, to stay all night and then you do all these different pujas.
Listeners, if you have any comments about Shivratri, you can call us at 832-704-9273. You can also text me if you're tech-savvy. You can text it to 832-704-9273. Anything else you have on the Shivratri?
I just getting an answer of why stay awake on Shivratri.
Now, there is also a popular thing that people do, take bhang as a prasad from Shiva. And
I have a controversy about that, you know. I mean,
whatever the reason, but it's being one of the highlight of the Shivratri. People believe
it is. No, this is purely, they had this Vilva, he was sitting on the tree where Vilva leaves were being poured onto, you know, he was praying that there was a tiger. This hunter was chasing and he was sitting on the top of a tree and the tiger was there in front of him. But what happened was, without knowing, he just was putting the Vilva, he was sat on the Vilva tree and started putting the Vilva down on the thing where the Shivalingam was there, not knowing it. And I believe when he at the daytime came, through the night he was worshipping the Linga. Mm-hmm. And not knowing, he was just doing it out of fear of the tiger. And so it so happened that when daybreak came, Shiva said, "You have prayed to me all through the night with sincerity." Whether you do it even with by kind of not really doing what, thinking what you're doing, it so happened that that is how he was protected, and he was also given moksha. So that is one of the reasons to ward away all your evil and then concentrate on one thing to do that, and that is why people worship through the night. If you have any ideas or suggestions, please give us a call. And I'm sure we will be waiting for Vishvesh Shukla, who will also come here and join us to give the story about Shivratri.
I just looked up mahashivratri.org. They're also saying a significance of Shivratri for women. Mahashivratri festival is also considered to be an extremely significant festival by women. Married and unmarried women observe, fast, and perform Shiv Puja with sincerity to appease goddess Parvati, who is also regarded as Gaura, one who bestows marital bliss and long and prosperous married life. Unmarried women also pray for a husband like Lord Shiva, who is regarded as the ideal husband.
And there is also another story which is also mentioned in the Mahabharata as far as Chitrabhanu is a king who also had worshipped Lord Shiva. Chitrabhanu is one that, let me wait a few minutes and I shall give you the Chitrabhanu's connection with Lord Shiva's worship.
You're listening to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Please call us with your comments at 832-704-9273. Meanwhile, I will bring a song on Shiva.
जब सूरज निकले सिंदूरी घन छाए पवन के पग में नूपुर बाजे मयूर मन मेरा गाए सजाऊं गंगा जल भर कलश मिलाऊं नव ज्योति के दीप जलाऊं चरणों में नित शीश झुकाऊं
पवित्र जल ही गंगा है इसके सिवा और कोई गंगा नहीं तथैव तुम स्वयं ईश्वर के स्वरूप हो अर्थात तुम स्वयं ईश्वर हो तत् त्वम् असि आवाज कभी नहीं मरती उस खाली खिड़की की तरफ देखो अब आंखें बंद करो और मन की आंखों से देखो उस खिड़की के अंदर
ब्रह्म जो व्यापक बिरज अज अकल अनीह अभेद सोखी देह धरी होए नर जान जानत वेद
वहां महाकवि तुलसीदास उस महाकाव्य की रचना कर रहे हैं जो हर युग में पूज्य रहेगा
जागी रही भावना जैसी प्रभु मूर्ति देखी तीन मैसी और सियावर रामचंद्र की जय
Interesting kind of a legend that once Lord Shiva and his wife Shakti were returning from sage Agastya's ashram after listening to Ramakatha or story of Ram. On their way through a forest, Shiva saw Lord Rama searching for his wife Sita who had been kidnapped by Ravana, the king of Lanka. Lord Shiva bowed his head in reverence to Lord Rama. Sati was surprised by Lord Shiva's behavior and inquired, Why was he paying obeisance to one mere mortal? Shiva informed Sati that Rama was an incarnation of Lord Vishnu. However, Sati was not satisfied with the reply and the Lord asked her to go and verify the truth for herself. Using the power to change form, Sati took the form of Sita and appeared before Rama. Lord Rama immediately recognized the true identity of the goddess and asked Devi, Why are you here alone? Where is Lord Shiva? At this, Sati realized the truth about Ram, but Sita was like a mother to Lord Shiva. And since Sati took the form of Sita in her status, from that time on, Shiva detached himself from her as a wife. Sati was sad with the change of attitude of Lord Shiva, but she stayed on at Mount Kailas. Sati's father, Daksha, organized the yajna but did not invite Sati. As he had altercation for Shiva. But Sati, who wanted to attend the yajna, even went through Shiva, did not appreciate the idea. To her anguish, Daksha ignored her presence and did not even offer prasad for Shiva. Sati felt humiliated and struck with profound grief, jumped into the yajna fire, which we all know. Lord Shiva became extremely furious and the Rudra Tandava of the dance wiped out the kingdom of Daksha. And as Shakti's bodies fell, she emerged as Shaktipita and later on she was born to the daughter of Himavan known as Himavati and that is when she took rebirth as Parvati and the family god of the Himalaya. She performed penance to break Shiva's meditation and Parvati who found and seek the help of Kamadeva, and that is when she got united with Parvati to win back Shiva, and through her devotion and persuasion of the sages, Parvati was also known as Uma, was finally able to lure Shiva into marriage, and that is another legend of celebration of the wedding of Lord Shiva and Parvati on Mahashivratri day.
Kandipa, you were saying something about Shivratri.
Right, so earlier we had discussion that related to the Samudra Manthan. So when Shiva took the poison, Halahal came out of the Samudra Manthan and saved the world, people celebrated, and that was also Shivratri. So there are so many legends about this, but you can follow whichever makes you get closer to the Shiva. That's the whole thing. Pray to the Lord and get His blessings.
Yeah, the chanting on Mahashivratri of Om Namah Shivaya, the Om represents the unmanifest beyond the three gunas, elements of Sattva, Rajas and Tamas. When we say we bow to Lord Shiva from whom Om was created, the word Shiva has been derived by reversing the letters of Vasya. Vasya means to enlighten. The one who enlightens is Shiva. He remains radiant and also illuminates the universe. He is auspicious and prosperity, bestowing the highest principles and also the confluence of the manifest, which marks the Taraka and the Maraka Tattva in the Shivalingam. That is, the worshippers receive required element. The temperature of the Shivalingam increases due to emission of the Maraka Tattva. That is why they pour milk on it to cool down. And there are experiences where the Taraka Tattva is emitted and the temperature drops when one experiences supreme peace and bliss. That is another reason of why so many times per day they do Abhishekam for Lord Shiva almost 4 times, which is every 2.5 hours on the day of Shivratri. They do Chaturkala Puja. That is what is the significance of why they pour milk on the deity or the linga for worship. The Sattva waves of knowledge, as well as Rajas waves of devotion and the Tamas way of renunciation, are emitted by Shiva Pindi during Mahashivratri. The emission increases by 30%. And the people have, you know, these are all well recorded, scientifically proved even in those days, to say what is the significance of all this.
That's good. Well, I have heard that, actually I know, I'm not saying heard about it, but a lot of some of the Shiva, Vaishnavas, they don't believe in Shiva. Do you know why?
No, I think that is a misnomer, as well as it is down the practice that people get their ego. And, when Vishishtadvaita came into being, he was oppressed by the Shiva kings. That is why Ramanuja had to take shelter and run away from the territory of that kingdom and go away. When you basically look into our Vedas, Puranas, as well as whatever was prescribed, like you were referring to the Vishnu Sahasranamam, when Bhishma has kind of propounded it at the battlefield of the Mahabharata, after the end of the war, they go and ask him, who is Kimekam Daivatam Loke Kimha Kim Karayanam? What is the highest ideal where you go and worship? And in that Sahasranamam, there is a reference towards the end of the Palashruti when Parvati asks Shiva, Keno Payena Luguna Vishnu Rama Sahasrakam Patite Panditair Nityam Srotram Ichyamyaham Prabho. I would like to listen to the verse that Shiva is meditating on. What are you sitting and closing your eyes and talking about? This is the Parvati Uvacha. This is Parvati as Shiva. And Shiva replies, Shri Rama Rama Rameti Name Rame Monorame Sahasranama Tatulyam Rama Nama Varanane. I have been meditating on the Rama, who is none other than incarnation of Lord Shiva. There is no such deviation between Shiva or Vishnu in any context, anywhere that is mentioned. It is people who have made it. People who feel that they are Sri Vaishnavites or very holy Vaishnavites do not enter Shiva temple. It is all down the road. People, due to their ego, developed it. But there is no mention in any Shastras or Vedic scriptures that they are different. They are all one. The trident are all one.
Right. And that's what I was thinking. But I have seen, you know, people
Veera Vaishnavas, they call, and Shira Saivism is also there, where the Shaivites also don't consider worship of Lord Vishnu. There are extremes in every case.
Right.
So
it's more like sectarian.
It's like Protestants and Catholics.
Right, yeah.
It's on some small issue they diverge.
And there is nothing to it.
There is only one supreme god, that is Brahman.
Exactly.
And I think our Vedic scriptures talks of only one God. And that is kind of, you know.
The way I was looking at, this is Brahma, Vishnu and Mahesh, which is a Shiva. So there are three things. The creator, then Sanchalak, which is the Vishnu, and Mahesh is the destroyer.
Right.
So how can you not, I mean, in our life, we're going to go through all three processes. So why would not we would not believe in the other every part of it? We should be.
Yes, it is the heart of Hinduism that is described, the Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva concept. God exists beyond this world, an impersonal force as a supreme person. And he is identified with whichever God that you have your personal kind of a thing to worship. You could probably use that, but these Trident, Trimurti as we call it, is a concept in which the cosmic functions are created, creation, maintenance and destruction are personified, and the forms of the Parabrahma. We call it the Parabrahma. It is referred by every preceptor of the three traditions. Whether you are a Vaishnavite or you are a Shaivite, or if you are a believer in Devi worship, so you just worship one thing called Parabrahma, which is the eternal kind of a being, but it can be manifesting in different form. That is what Hinduism talks about.
Right. Well, that's where the three forms comes in, right?
Brahman, yes. Brahman is a cosmic consciousness, okay? And the Shiva, Vishnu, and Brahma, all, according to Ramana Maharshi, is like small droplets on a river, you know? They are all separate, not very separate, they're part of the cosmic consciousness, but separate, like bubbles, you know, separate Atman.
Exactly. Okay, so we talked about Shiva worshiping Ram, so I'm going to play a bhajan, Ram bhajan.
The origins of the concept of this Trimurti can be traced to the Rig Veda, where God in three forms was first brought to light. It was the heart of Agni, lightning, Vidyut, and the form of Sun, Surya. It was only in the Padma Purana that three deities became one. In order to form this world, the Supreme Spirit produces the right side Brahma, and in order to maintain this world, the Supreme Spirit produced Vishnu on the left side to destroy and give rise. In the text, the three gods' essential oneness was explicitly mentioned. Iconic representations of the Trimurtis began in the 8th to 10th century, and evidence in the famous images of the Trimurti statue at the Elephanta Caves in Mumbai, which is carved during that period. It is mentioned that the emergence of Trimurti was an attempt to reconcile the major Hindu deities into one universal supreme Godhead and minimize spiritual competition among the devotees. It also seeks to promote unity and harmony. Before the creation of the concept were recognized various names depending on the locality in which they worshipped and the significance each one to do what they have to do, like protection, creation, as well as destruction. But all three are nothing but one Brahman that is born and one Brahman that Hindus believe in. And we now go to this song, which is Ram Bhajan.
राम नाम के हीरे मोती मैं बिखरा हूँ गली गली, कृष्ण नाम के हीरे मोती मैं बिखरा हूँ गली गली। ले लो रे कोई राम का प्यारा सुर मचाओ गली गली, ले लो रे कोई शाम का प्यारा सुर मचाओ गली गली। बोलो राम
Hola.
जिनने यह मोती लूटे, जिन जिनने यह मोती लूटे वह तो माला माल हुए, धन दौलत के बने पुजारी आखिर वह कंगाल हुए। बोलो राम बोलो राम बोलो राम राम राम। जिन जिन ने यह मोती लूटे वह तो माला माल हुए, धन दौलत के बने पुजारी आखिर वह कंगाल हुए। चांदी सोने वालों सुन लो, चांदी सोने वालों सुन लो, बात सुनाओ खरी खरी, ले लो रे कोई राम का प्यारा सुर मचाओ गली गली, ले लो रे कोई शाम का प्यारा सुर मचाओ गली गली। बोलो राम बोलो राम बोलो राम राम राम। बोलो राम बोलो राम बोलो राम राम राम। दुनिया को तू कब तक पगले अपनी कहलाएगा, ईश्वर को तू भूल गया है अंत समय पछताएगा। बोलो राम बोलो राम बोलो राम राम राम। दुनिया को तू कब तक पगले अपनी कहलाएगा, ईश्वर को तू समय पछताएगा। दो दिन का यह चमन खिला है, दो दिन का यह चमन खिला है, फिर मुरझाए कली कली, ले लो रे कोई राम का प्यारा सुर मचाओ गली गली, ले लो रे कोई शाम का प्यारा सुर मचाओ गली गली। बोलो राम बोलो राम
to Voice of Sanatan Hinduism on Radio K Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 in Houston, Texas. You can also listen to us on internet at tunein.com or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone. Search for 106.1 FM. We are on the air every Sunday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. Our phone number here is 832-704-9273.
Bhakti Yoga lays on us the imperative command not to hate or deny any of the various paths that lead to salvation. Yet the growing plant must be hedged round to protect it until it has grown into a tree the tender plant of spirituality will die if exposed too early to the action of the constant change of ideas and ideals. Many people, in the name of what may be called religious liberalism, may be seen feeding their ideals curiously with continuous succession of different ideals. With them, hearing new things grows into a kind of a disease, a sort of religious drink mania. They want to hear new things just by way of getting a temporary nervous excitement, and when one such thing influences has had its effect on them, they are ready for another.
चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं। हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे, मन ही मन शर्माऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। आकर के संसार में मैंने इसको दाग लगाया, जन्म जन्म की मैली चादर कैसे दाग छुड़ाऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। निर्मल वाणी पाकर तुझसे नाम न तेरा गाया, नैन मूंद कर हे परमेश्वर कभी न तुझको ध्याया, मन वीणा की तारे टूटी अब क्या गीत सुनाऊं, मैली चादर के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं, मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे। इन पैरों से चल कर तेरे मंदिर कभी ना आया, जहां जहां हो पूजा तेरी कभी ना शीश झुकाया, हे हरि हर मैं हार के आया अब क्या हार चढ़ाऊं, मैली चादर कैसे। तुम्हारे आऊं मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे द्वार तुम्हारे आऊं हे पावन परमेश्वर मेरे मन ही मन शर्माऊं मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे मैली चादर ओढ़ के कैसे
श्याम मुरारी बनवारी गिरधर श्याम मुरारी बनवारी गिरधर श्याम मुरारी बन बनवारी गिरधर मदन मोहन हो शरण मुरारे राम मुरारे गोपाल लाल नंद जूग ग्वाल गोपाल लाल नंद जूग ग्वाल गोपाल लाल गोपाल लाल नंद जुगे राधा रमण कुंज बिहारी राधा रमण कुंज बिहारी राम मुरारी बनवारी गिरधारी
बम दम बम दम बम गम धनि धनि रे गम धरे धनि रे नि रे धरे नि धनि 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 धब धम धम बम बम गम मगरे धनि रे गम बसनि रे गम बसनि रे गम ब
श्याम मुरारी बनवार
सारे रे धम धब धनि रे धम धम मगरे धनि रे धनि धरे रे धनि धब मद बम ब गम हम मगरे
धम मुरारी बनवार
मदन मोहन हो शरण त्रिपुरारे
राम मुरारी बनवारे
बाल गोपाल लाल नंद
जूग बाल गोपाल लाल नंद जूग
श्याम मुरारी
श्याम मुरारी
This radio show is supported by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in Hindu traditional way. Call 832-704-9273 and we will take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to all artists, producers and publishers for allowing your productions to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on Cape Breeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or log into tunein.com or download app on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio, and search for 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of the Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, planet Bharat and the planet Earth. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
And it's a Mangalam time, Mangal of the whole universe.
Thank you. मानवती हर कृति मांगला